It's Thursday, April 18th, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. So far this year, four Pakistani minor Christian girls were taken from their families and forced into Muslim marriages. Such instances are on the rise in the country, and Christians in Pakistan are protesting against it. The World View spoke to William Stark with International Christian Concern.
The most recent and detailed study that I've seen on the issue of forced conversions of religious minorities to Islam in Pakistan was done in 2014 by a group called the Movement for Solidarity and Peace Pakistan. In that report, they estimated somewhere around 1,000 women and girls between ages 12 and 30 plus are affected by this issue each year. That includes the Hindu and the Christian community, or specifically the two communities they looked at.
Stark said that the Pakistani government is not committed to justice when it comes to protecting these women and girls.
Historically, the government has really done little to combat the issue overall, both kind of on an administrative sense and then also on a legislative sense as well. In 2016, the Sindh Provincial Parliament, so the parliament of the province of Sindh down in the south, actually did pass legislation making forced conversions a specific crime. And that is because Sindh has a larger Hindu minority population. Unfortunately, the central minister of the province, those folks are appointed from the federal government. He actually vetoed that law.
Also in Pakistani news, the country's Prime Minister Imran Khan announced this week that Asiya Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman, will be released from the country in a couple of weeks. This comes 5 months after Bibi was freed from death row, but was forced to stay in hiding. Bibi had spent 10 years in prison over false blasphemy charges against Islam. Please pray for her speedy release. Psalm 146, verse 7 says, "It is the Lord who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners." In recent years, churches across Europe like France and Germany have experienced increased vandalism. Two churches are desecrated every day in France, with 1,063 attacks on Christian churches or symbols last year, reports Middle East Forum. The German media have noted increased attacks on Christian symbols, as nearly a million Muslim immigrants have poured into the country since 2016. Australian rugby star Israel Folau, who makes over $1 million per year, is set to be fired over a recent Instagram post in which he called sinners, including homosexuals, to repent and turn to Jesus for salvation. Folau says he stands by his comments even if that means losing his rugby career, saying, quote, "My faith in Jesus Christ is what comes first," end quote. Matthew 19, verse 29 says, "Everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my name's sake shall receive 100-fold and inherit eternal life." The Trump administration has stepped up its crackdown on Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, reversing the Obama-era policy. National Security Advisor John Bolton dubbed the countries, quote, "the three stooges of socialism," end quote, reports Time magazine. Yesterday, Bolton announced new limits on the amount of money U.S. citizens can send their relatives in Cuba, and also restricted travel to the island to only family-related trips. The new measures also allow U.S. citizens to sue anyone found to be trafficking in property expropriated from U.S. citizens during the 1959 Cuban Revolution of Fidel Castro. North Carolinians are watching Democratic Governor Roy Cooper to see if he'll veto a bill to protect newborns from infanticide, reports Life News. The state legislature just passed the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act on Tuesday, but the governor, a pro-abortion Democrat, may veto it, reports the Associated Press. State Senate Bill 359 would require abortion workers to provide the same level of medical care to an infant born alive from a botched abortion that they would any other infant born at the same gestational age. It also would require the infant to be transferred to a hospital for further care. Abortion workers who violate the measure could face felony charges. Whether or not you live in North Carolina, please call Governor Cooper at 919-814-9222. 2000 right now and politely urge him to sign this anti-infanticide bill. That's 919-814-2000. Email me at adam@theworldview.com and let me know you made the call or sent him an email through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And finally, Israeli researchers with the Tel Aviv University printed a 3D heart with tissue from a patient's own cells, a world first that the researchers announced on Monday. The 3D printed heart includes all blood vessels, ventricles, and chambers using an ink developed from the patient's own biological materials, making it more likely to be received by the body. The 3D example is too small for a human, but researchers think the process could be used to patch diseased hearts or even perform full heart transplants. Psalm 139 verse 14 says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Join our annual Generations Father-Son Retreat in the Colorado Mountains Thursday, August 29th through Sunday, September 1st. Fathers and sons will enjoy quality time together in the beautiful Rocky Mountains with family-style meals, encouraging messages, and activities including an alpine swing, a ropes course, a zip line, and fishing. You can register now and save $150 at ColoradoFatherSon.com. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, April 18th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com or get the app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.